This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today we are going to talk about an important question. The question is, how should we deal with bitter experiences in our life? Obviously, we do encounter a lot of painful incidents in our life. We go through thick and thin, and we even experience tragic events in our life. Now, the question is, how should we deal with those bitter and very difficult experiences? Now, to begin with, I would like to give an example. When we sit down to dine, we might have both sweet, spicy, and pickled foods on our table. Children may favor the sweets and completely ignore the pickled foods, but as adults, we know both are important. So we know that spicy food is good, sweets are also good, they are all important in our life. When it comes to our practical life, we also encounter similar incidents. Sometimes we have tragic events in our life, and sometimes we have such incidents which make us very delightful, very happy. Now, when it comes to the bitter experiences in our life, of course, there's no doubt that they have benefits. It's completely wrong to say that bitter experiences have no benefit in our life, or they have no positive impact on our life. To mention a few, I would like to say that bitter experiences have the following impacts. Consider, they cause us to pay attention towards Allah during difficult times. Okay, when we are faced with a very, very difficult situation, or when there is an incident which is a matter of life and death, our attention is automatically directed towards Allah. We pray to Allah and we ask Him to help us. That is one of the benefits of the difficulties. This is number two. Bitter experiences make one able to consider things more thoroughly and flourish in their ability to think outside the square. When we face difficulties, we start, our dormant potentialities start awakening. They become active, and we begin to consider things more thoroughly. Our ability to think becomes more visible in our life. Now, then there is another benefit. Those who face difficulties in their life, of course, these difficulties may in fact serve as an atonement, washing off our past sins and our past slip-ups. Number four, of course, they enable to better appreciate the blessings we are surrounded with and have come to consider for granted. Now, we do not normally understand or realize the importance of health, the importance of blessings, the importance of well-being. And when we start facing difficulties, when we fall sick, when we feel pain, and when we come across a situation which we cannot actually get rid of, then we realize how important it is to, of course, to appreciate the blessings that we have, how important it is to take care of our health, and how important it is to be thankful to Allah for what we have. Unless we come across these difficult situations, we will not be able to appreciate the blessings of Allah.
and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
To sum up, there are actually three groups of people. As I mentioned in the early part of this very episode, I said that the children, they are upset when the moment spices and pickles enter their mouth. That's one thing. As for the teenagers, they simply put up with it. And then the parents, they know the importance of both the spice and the sweets, and they give importance to both of them. Now, what does the Quran say in this regard? The Quran states that there are people who, when calamity befall them, they are either impatient or they are patient or they just wait. They are among the people who wait. Now, the first example, those people who are impatient, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا, and when they feel the pain or they go through evil, they are impatient. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. And now, those who are patient, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Okay, give good tidings to the patient, to those who are patient, and who, when disaster strikes them, say, indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return. And then there's another group of people who just wait, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ, of course. So these three groups of people are there. And of course, from bitter and harsh experiences, we can, obviously with patience and good management and seeking help from Allah, we can achieve the best of results and reap the best fruits, just as with sour lemonade can be made. In fact, a good chef can even make jam out of the peel of oranges. Today, even rubbish can be put to good use. Now, we know from history also that Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam went up on the pulpit and powerfully impeached the regime of Bani Umayyad. Yazid ibn Muawiyah, of course, actually ordered the caller for prayers to recite loudly, to recite the azan or the call to prayer, so as to cut the speech off, and hoped that Imam Sajjad would be silenced and his words would not be heard. Yet the Imam turned the tables and proceeded to comment on each of the words of the adhan until the entire mosque was left shaking, especially with the words Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, where he reminded Yazid of a powerful fact. Oh Yazid, is this Muhammad my grandfather or yours? When, of course, when the azan was being said, because he, Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, used every word of the azan to attack the Bani Umayyad dynasty. Are these prisoners of war not the descendants of the Prophet? And this was the argument put forth by Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. So, also there is another example, the example of Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was thrown into solitary confinement in prison. He said that, what a wonderful place for worship, of course. Solitary confinement is the best place for worshiping God. And he used that as an opportunity. He turned the table, of course. The Abbasids wanted to torture him, wanted to give him pain, but he said, it's such a good place for worship. And of course, many scholars have authored books about such topics, about sabr, about patience, about making use of the difficult experiences. Inshallah, this would suffice us. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
So all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
so
I can
need.
Be. And I know that you see how much you need to me. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.